This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. We continue on Chaf Bezum and Aleph, 22a, the second section, the green text. All right, yesterday we saw that Ula came to the house of Rabbi Yehuda, and his shamash, you know, straightens up, he moves the candle. This actually has nothing to do with putting back together or disassembling, right? This is not related directly to the previous issue. This is a question of moving the oil around. All right, so Esve Rabbi Yehuda Le'ula. So Rabbi Yehuda comes to Ula and says, right, he sees the shamash doing this. He goes to the host and says, wait a minute. Hanosin shemen baner chayav mishumabir. If on Shabbos you add oil to the right to the candle, or not to the candle, but to the whatever the receptacle is where you have the wick, that's right, that's lit. So chayav mishumabir. Simply adding oil is a violation of mabir, right, of kindling. Vamistapek mimenu chayav mishumechabe. But if you take away some of the oil, right, so you're liable for extinguishing. Now, on Yontif, there's no issue with Mavir, right, with transferring fire or adding to a fire, but there is an issue of extinguishing. So how could your shamash do this if he's moving the candle and he's some of the oil is going to move out from, right, it's going to become disconnected from the wick, right, your servant is extinguishing on Yontif. So Amar Leh, right, if he just says back to Ula, Ula says back to Rabbi Yehuda, Lava Daite, right? My shamash just, he didn't know, he didn't learn this halacha, but now we'll teach him and now he will know. And apparently, in the last story, it was Ula's shamash, not Rabbi Yehuda's, who straightened up the candle. Okay, Amar Rav, and Rav says kinva is shari to trim the ends of a wick so that lights better is permitted on yontif. That's not considered extinguishing. Volume Abba Bar Marta Abaye. So Abba the son of Marta asks from Abaye, ma'u lechabes es haner mipnei davar acher. On yontif, can you extinguish a fire? Right, because of the other thing. Now, what is the other thing the Gemara does not want to explicitly detail? That is a couple who is having relations, right? There's not supposed to be a lit candle in the room. Can you extinguish the fire so that the couple can have relations? So Amar Lo. So Abaye says back to him, Efshar b'bayis acher. I go to a different house. Like, I go find somewhere else. I ain't lo bias acher my. What if there is no other house? Right, so by says ef shalasos mechitza. Right, you can put up a mechitza between, obviously a temporary one. Nothing you're going to violate yontif to build. You make a temporary mechitza between the candle and the bed. Ain't lo lasos mechitza my. What if you have nothing with which to make a mechitza, to make a barrier? So Efsha lich, right, lichbos alavis hakli, you can cover the candle with something much bigger, it won't extinguish, but then you won't see the fire and everything's good. Good. Then it continues. Ein lo kli mai, what if you don't have a vessel? So Amar Leh asur. So by sense of it's asur, you're not allowed to extinguish the fire for that purpose. So now, Esve, now we're going to ask a question. Abaye says it is Aser, right? But here we have a Mechabenes HaBeka'as Kedei Lachus Alea. Right? You cannot extinguish a piece of wood that is burning, right? To literally have mercy on the piece of wood, but that means to save the piece of wood. That piece of wood is a nice, good coal. It's a good log. Right, you might want to use it another time, so you're going to put it out so you can save it. That you're not allowed to do, all right? Because that you're extinguishing to save the item itself. Even bishvil shelo yis ashen habayit o hakdeira mutter. But if, right, you're putting it out so that the house doesn't get filled with smoke, right, or you don't want too much smoke in your pot, so mutter. Right? That is indeed permitted. But if it, right, because that's essentially a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Right? You're, yes, you're extinguishing, but you're not extinguishing to save the item, right, which is on fire. You're extinguishing it for some side purpose, right? The malacha is not tzarich. It's not required for the item itself, for the gufa. It's required for something else. So amar lei hahi Rabbi Yehuda hi. I said, that's Rabbi Yehuda who allows it. But kikamin ana l'rabbanan. I'm asking according to the Rabbanan. Right, Rabbi Yehuda is very lenient when it comes to Yontif. Right, he thinks you can violate all kinds of malachos for things that you need on Yontif. The Rabbanan limited much more, right, to cooking and the like, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda, of course, allows this in this brisa, which says you can put out the log, is a brisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. We want to know, according to the Chachamim, is this possible? Right, therefore, he said it's asur. So, boy mine Abaye me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba, Mahu lechabos es hadaleika b'yantif. Can we put out a fire on Yantif? But this is not a fire in your stove. This is a fire that's, it's a fire that nobody, that somebody lit, but nobody wants. I mean, it's like what we would call a fire, you know, somebody's got a fire in their house or whatnot. So if there is, right, if someone's life is in danger, right, somebody's going to get burnt or God forbid, whatever. So that I'm not asking. I feel about Shabbos Shari. That's permitted even on Shabbos, right? Somebody's life is in danger. You can violate Shabbos, you can violate Yontif, you can, right, all bets are off. I know that. Ki kami boile mishum ibud mamon. Right, I'm asking, can we put out the fire on Yontif if all that's going to happen is financial loss? I don't have insurance, or I don't know if they had house insurance back in the day. Probably not, right? Probably didn't have insurance carriers back in the day. If your house burned down, your house burned down. That was you'd have to go pay for it to be rebuilt. It wouldn't be very good, right? My, what's the halacha? Amalei aser. He says, no, it's aser. You're not allowed to violate Yontif to save money. You can violate Yontif to save a life. You can't violate Yontif to save money. So, Esve, they would bring the same price as a proof against. Ein mechabenes hamekalas kedei lachus aleha. You cannot extinguish the log in order to save the log itself. But if it's so that the house or the pot doesn't fill up with smoke, mutter. To know that, again, they're going to answer the exact same way. Ahi Rabbi Yehuda, he kamina ana l'rabbanan. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda. I want to know according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, who are much more limited what you can do on Yontif. Can you save the house? The barn, whatever's on fire. And the answer is no. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.